What's up, y'all? This is Can I Listen? And yes, you can. I want to say what's up to all of my star listeners on Anchor. And what's up to the Can I Listen Nation, man? It's 250 deep every time we speak. Every time we speak. So, speaking of my spiritual experiences, right? My spiritual experiences. All right, spiritual experiences. So, I don't know if you guys remember a while back, I told you guys about patience, right? And this whole story about how long it took me to get a house when I was in San Antonio, or since I've been in San Antonio. So what happens is I get the crib, I move in. It was Super Bowl Sunday. And the person that stayed in the home before I, you know, moved in, she had a dog. She used to smoke. And, you know, I remember when I came to visit and look at the place, she had, like, crosses, you know, all over the place, like crosses. So apparently she's religious, right? Apparently she's a Christian. Let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. Just because somebody wear a cross don't mean they're a Christian. Just because somebody's wearing a cross doesn't mean they're a Christian. First and foremost, we don't wear graven images. So that doesn't mean that they're a Christian. Look at the fruit, man. Look at the fruit. Look at the fruit. That will tell you what the tree is. So I see the crosses, but every time I speak to this woman, she's lying to me. She's lying to me. I asked her, hey, whose dog is this? She's like, oh, that's my boyfriend's dog. Come to find out, it was her dog. The fruit is lying. That comes from another tree. And it definitely ain't no godly. I'm not upset about it. I just want you guys to see, like, you see crosses, you see this, you see that, and you hear people saying, oh, I love the Lord, and, you know, this and that. But just because they're saying that don't mean they're Christian. You feel me? All right, cool. Square one. Now, what happens is, because she had a dog, the dog was roaming all through the house. House smelled like a dog. I signed my closing papers. I'm like, yo. So before the Super Bowl, you know, I noticed the smell. And we had the keys before the Super Bowl. We went in the house a couple of times. I told the realtor about it. I was like, yo, this place smells terrible. And I got the idea, like, hey, if I take the carpet up, that smell probably be gone. What I did was, before I even took the carpet up, what I did was is I went to the house, opened up the door, let the windows open, and, you know, just kind of like let it air out, you know, change the filters on the AC, all that stuff, right? Just trying to air the house out. I had the windows open for 3 days, y'all. 3 whole days. No, actually it was 4 days, right? And then the Super Bowl hit. So then I go in the house, I'm like, yeah, man, this smell gonna be gone. And it was still there. So then I pulled the carpet up. Once I pulled the carpet up, I'm like, all right, cool, we Gucci now. This is gonna be out of here. I pull the carpet out. I pull all the carpet out. It's in the garage, just sitting there, and it is funky. It's got mold in it, all kinds of stuff. You know, pee stains, water stains, everything. You can only imagine. So now, the place that I'm at now is like, something just told me, open the windows. So the carpet's out, I open the windows. I go to the master bedroom of the home. The garage door is open. The regular door and the garage door is open, right? And the windows, all of the windows are open. I get into the guest room, and all of a sudden, there's this huge wind that just, like, it just left the room. It was like it was a thing. And the wind just left out of the room. There was no wind blowing in the house. You know, it just feel cool or whatever the case may be, but it wasn't like nothing moving around or nothing like that. This wind left out of the master bedroom and left this trail, like it left with this trail of dust and went out of the garage door. But the person that stayed in here had crosses on the wall. She told me that when I talked to her, she was saying that, you know, she followed God and her son is, you know, she wanted her son to get on track and get him to go to church and all this other stuff. Man, don't let the smooth taste fool y'all, man. Do not let the smooth taste fool you. It will have a bitter bite at the end. It will have a bitter bite at the end. So now what happens is this wind rushes out, and the wind, after that, it was cool. Nothing was moving around in the house after that. So then I was like, man, that was crazy. I'm like mind blown because I ain't never experienced nothing like this. So I closed the windows, locked the house. No, I left the windows open. I was like, if anything else need to get up out of here, go ahead and get up out of here now. You know what I'm saying? I'm finna go get something to eat. I'll be back. Y'all don't chill up in here because I got to stay in here. You know what I'm saying? I came back to the house. The smell was gone. The smell was gone. For those people who are not spiritually aware, when you smell things, I'm not saying everything that you smell is something, it's like a dark entity in your house or some demon or some spirit in the house. What I am saying is sometimes God is making you aware that something is in there because of the smell. And he's using that smell to make you aware that something's there that don't belong there. Now, the thing is if you smell something, it's not like, oh yeah, there's a demon in the house. That's not how this works. If you smell something, you just ask Pops, hey, is anything in here that, you know what I'm saying? Acknowledge me and I will direct your paths, right? Fear me and it's the beginning of knowledge, wisdom, and holy understanding. Let the spirit speak to you and let you know if there's something going on. So the smell went with the spirit. And it's a funny thing because like sometimes when you're in a home or something like that, you'll walk and you'll smell a fragrance, and then you go 5 steps forward and the fragrance is gone. It smells neutral. And then you go another area and you smell that same smell again. And it's like patches of this smell all over the house. It's strange. It's not like a consistent all throughout the home smell. That makes your antennas rise up and like, hold on, is something going on here? You know what I mean? Why I smell like a fart at the door, in the kitchen, in the hallway, but not in the bathroom, living room, in the bedroom? Did somebody fart in all these different places and is just staying there, like just hanging out, like wet clothes? You know what I'm saying? But that is one of the things that I experience with spiritual entities, dark entities, demons, devil spirits. So when you see with your eyes, do not trust your eyes, right? Depart from evil. Do not trust with your eyes. Trust what he's showing you. Trust what he's giving you. And what he does is the spirit enhances what you can smell. Somebody else might walk in the room and won't smell nothing. But you walk in a room and you might smell it. And if you say, hey, you smell that? And everybody's like, nah, I don't smell nothing. That might mean he's trying to tell you something. All right? You do not have to believe a word that's coming out of my mouth. You know, just like those people tell you, I am, you know, the financial gurus, I am not a financial specialist. This is only for entertainment purposes. Don't just believe me, right? Research it. Do your Googles, whatever you need to do. Talk to people who are actually walking the walk. Their fruits show. You know what I'm saying? I do love you guys, man. That's why I'm here. But I hope I made sense. So we can make change. Every day is a good day. We just got to find out what's good in it. Man. And I promise you there's something that God put in your heart before the foundations of this world so that you can share with others the gift that's in your heart. Love you guys. Peace. Hey, what's up, y'all? This your man, Mo, with a message. Of course, I want to give you guys a quick recap, man. One of the things I wanted to bring to your attention is there's also more things that the Spirit will show you that something spiritually is around you besides just smell. It can be smell. It can be temperature. It can be your hair raising up on the back of your neck. And a quick example of that with the whole hair raising thing is like you're walking around and you're doing something or whatever, and this is a real life story. On a submarine, one of my bosses was walking on a ship and walking on a submarine, not the ship, but he's walking on a submarine, and he walks past this kid and all of a sudden his hair raises up. And this is why suicide is not just a suicide thing, like this person's got a problem. It's actually a spirit around the person. Demons are real. Back to that, right? So what happens is he's walking and the hair on his neck raises up, but he doesn't understand what it is, right? And because he doesn't understand, then this is what happened. The kid shot himself and committed suicide. The same kid that he was around when the hair on his neck raised up, the same kid committed suicide. And the reason why I talk about this stuff is so you can be the superhero and you can be the hero and maybe stop something like that or possibly stop something like that. But it's good to be aware. And what I mean by temperature, like sometimes you'll be in a place, everybody else is cold and you're hot. Or you'll be in a place where everybody else is hot and you're cold. And you can ask that question and find that out. But that's one of the things that I also notice as well besides the smell. And there's a few other things, but we're going to get in that with other episodes. But I appreciate you guys' support. Thank you for coming through every week. You know what I'm saying? And love you guys. Peace.
Baby. Listen to me. Listen.
Yo, what's happening? This is your man, Monroe the Message. This is Can I Listen?
Yes, you can!